It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, sex assault victims in Wisconsin are often forced to travel long distances and wait for hours to find the nurses who can help them. We'll find out why and how this could change coming up.
First, Tammy Baldwin and 30 fellow U.S. senators wrote a letter to the Attorney General and the Education Secretary this week. The letter called on the Justice and Education Departments to evaluate compliance with new campus rape prevention measures and to clarify what steps universities should take to prevent sexual violence.
The senators, all Democrats or independents, voiced concern that colleges and universities are failing to comply with the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act, which aims to combat sexual violence and hold schools accountable.
July 1st marked the one-year anniversary of the amended regulations, which require schools to report sexual assault incidents. But out of more than 11,000 schools, 91% reported no occurrences of sexual assault at all.
That is despite the fact that DOJ and Center for Disease Control data shows that one in five females has been sexually assaulted during the undergrad years.
With us now is Nina Chaudhry, Education Director and Senior Counsel at the National Women's Law Center. Nina, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much.
So what are these senators asking from the Attorney General and the Education Secretary?
They're asking they're asking the Department of Education and DOJ to provide more guidance to schools to help them with training, prevention efforts, and also figure out why. I think, 91% are reporting no incidents of sexual assault. Is that because students aren't feeling comfortable coming forward? What can schools do to make the climate more welcoming and encourage students to report and get the help that they need?
And it sounds like that reporting statistic that you just said, 91% reporting no incidents at all, is for those senators, it's a red flag. What sorts of things are they worried about when it comes to reporting?
It is definitely a red flag, because when national stats repeatedly show that 20 to 25% of young women are sexually assaulted on college campuses, and you have 91% of schools who are required to report saying that they have no incidents of sexual assault, you worry that students don't feel comfortable coming forward. And we have seen that there are a number of factors that can deter students from coming forward. So often when they see that schools are not handling sexual assault appropriately, they're not investigating as they're required to, or in a number of stories that have been in the news recently, when athletes are getting special protections, for example, or students are being penalized if they've been drinking and they're afraid to come forward because they might be found to have violated other school policies, all of those can deter young women and men from coming forward.
There are a couple of different acts at play here when it comes to what campuses have to comply with. One is the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act from 2013, and one is the Clery Act. Could you tell us what those are, just briefly, and what they call for?
Sure. Well, the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act actually amended the Clery Act. So I think the two big laws to know about are, in this space in particular, the Clery Act, which requires colleges and universities to report various crime statistics every year, and the VAWA amendments to them made clear that schools had to report sexual assault information and stalking, dating violence, and domestic violence, in addition to other kinds of campus crimes. The other law that's really important in this space is Title IX, which was passed in 1972. It's the same year, actually, that the National Women's Law Center came into being, and we've been working on that law and trying to enforce it in various areas ever since. And that requires schools to take prompt action when they know of sexual assault, to investigate promptly and thoroughly and fairly, and to provide accommodations for our students while investigations are ongoing to make sure they don't face further harassment or retaliation. So that's a very important law. And unfortunately, what we see is that schools across the country are not meeting their legal obligations.
And what happens to schools who may be found to be not within compliance to the laws you talked about?
Well, under Title IX, the federal government has the authority to stop any federal funding that a school is receiving, but that has never happened in the history of the law. Typically what happens is if a complaint is filed or the Department of Education is investigating on its own, they work with a school to try to get the school into compliance with the law. And schools are usually wanting to enter into agreements to comply.
Right now we're talking with Nina Chaudhry, Education Director and Senior Counsel at the National Women's Law Center. We're talking about a move from some senators to increase accountability for sexual assault on college campuses. And in their letter, one of the things that the letters highlighted was the impact that sexual assault could have on the educations and the lives of the young victims. Particularly, what sorts of concerns did the senators have?
Well, sexual assault is a very serious issue, of course. And I think one thing that, you know, has been in the news recently is that young woman at Stanford who so courageously detailed in her letter to the court the devastating impact that sexual assault has on students. You know, under the law, of course, the law is concerned about ensuring an environment, an educational environment that's free of discrimination. And when students are sexually assaulted and their schools are not providing them with services or helping them change classes or living arrangements as needed and disciplining as warranted students who have been found responsible for sexual assault, then they are contributing to a hostile environment for students where it's very hard to learn, and many students find themselves dropping out or, you know, transferring or any number of things that really interrupt their education and interfere with their education.
Are there any mechanisms in place to determine whether a college or a university is being upfront in their reporting of sexual assaults? In short, how do we know if they're doing it or not?
Well, that's a very good question. People should be looking at the statistics that colleges and universities are putting forward, and as these senators rightly pointed out, when you see zeros or very low numbers that don't seem credible, that's certainly a red flag. You know, there's also, schools are encouraged to conduct campus climate surveys. This is something that the White House and the Department of Ed have provided some guidance on as well. There's a great website called notalone.gov that provides resources and tips and sample climate surveys, and these are intended to really help schools figure out what is going on their particular campus. What do students know about their rights and sexual assault, and what's the perception on campus so that schools can really tailor their prevention and training and figure out what they need to do to make sure that it's a campus where people feel comfortable coming forward and know how to get the help they need.
When you talk about this issue, are there any schools, universities that come to mind that have especially effective programs when it comes to prevention strategies that could be a model for other schools?
That's a really good question. I don't know off the top of my head that I can name particular schools, but again, I think there are a number of resources out there, and one thing that the administration has done very helpfully is collect best practices that they've gotten from other schools. So I think everybody should take a look at the resources that are out there and available on the web and, you know, from the Department of Education, because there's a lot of guidance that is available to help schools make sure they're meeting their obligations.
And as we've been talking about, one idea here from the senators is that there is supposed to be federal aid, a withholding maybe of federal aid for colleges that are not in compliance with these laws we've been discussing. And I'm curious, in terms of sheer politics at universities, how contentious is this? How contentious would this be to have this more vigorously enforced?
Well, the Department of Education has stepped up enforcement quite a bit in the last few years. And I should also just mention that under the Clery Act, there are fines that can be imposed by the department.
But in terms of the withholding of funds in particular?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that is the ultimate stick that the federal government wields. And schools should take that very seriously, because if they don't negotiate and come into an agreement with the department who is investigating, you know, over 200 schools at this point, then they can be, you know, the funds can be taken away, or they could be the subject of a lawsuit by the Department of Justice. So I think because that is the ultimate penalty, schools typically do want to come into compliance.
Nina, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Nina Chaudhry, Education Director and Senior Counsel at the National Women's Law Center. And she was with us to talk about a move from some senators to increase accountability for sexual assault on college campuses.